Well, the American League picked up one final victory last night in interleague action. In Queens, Robinson Cano led off the eighth inning with his 16th home run as the Yankees wrapped up the season's interleague action with a 6-5 win over the Mets. The Yankees, who took 2 of 3 from the Mets, ended R.A. Dickey's streak of 44 and two-thirds innings without allowing an earned run. The American League topped the National League for the 9th straight year, winning 142 of 252 interleague matchups. In Boston, Cody Ross belted a pair of home runs as Boston blasted Atlanta 9-4. The Red Sox have won 9 of 11. Elsewhere, Tampa Bay swept a doubleheader from Philadelphia 3-1 and 7-3. Texas doubled up Colorado 4-2. The Angels topped the Dodgers 5-3. San Diego blanked Seattle 2-0. Oakland downed San Francisco 4-2. Minnesota edged Cincinnati 4-3. Detroit got by Pittsburgh 3-2. The White Sox shut out Milwaukee 1-0 and 10. Houston dumped Cleveland 7-1. Baltimore held off Washington 2-1. St. Louis outlasted Kansas City 11-8. Miami pounded Toronto 9-0. And Arizona dropped the Cubs 5-1. In other baseball news, the Red Sox have traded infielder Kevin Youkilis to the White Sox for utility man Brent Littlebridge and right-hander Zach Stewart. Will Middlebrook's emergence in Boston made the 33-year-old Youkilis expendable. In soccer, Italy beat England 4-2 in a penalty kick shootout to advance to the semifinals of the European Championships. Italy will play Germany on Thursday in Poland, a day after Spain and Portugal play the first semifinal in Ukraine. In tennis, the third Grand Slam tournament of the year gets underway later today in southwest London. Top seed and defending champ Novak Djokovic opens play on center court at Wimbledon against former number one Juan Carlos Ferrero. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.